Amy's abductor has been described as a white male, 35 to 45 years old, approximately 5'8", and wearing glasses.
Then there was the phone caller who tricked Amy into meeting him. He had apparently tried it before.
And part of the con involved luring Amy to the Bay Village shopping plaza. A phone call to Amy led her to believe the suspect was a friend of the family who wanted to buy her mom a surprise gift to celebrate a job promotion.
Bay Village is a quiet community of 18,000 people. Lieutenant Wilson says this kind of crime is rare.
Well, I've been here 23 years and it hasn't happened.
I, in fact, would like to ask anybody in the Cleveland area to light a white candle for Amy each day. I think it will help light her way home. And if there are candles burning all over, she's got to come back. She's got to come back.
We also have reason to believe that Amy left with that individual from that location and went to another area where they may have gone shopping. And that would be a mall or a shopping center somewhere in the area.
I've always taught them the rules. You never go with anyone anywhere, but that's how we got through her soft heart. She wanted to do something for Mom, and it was supposed to be kept secret.
Amy was last seen on Friday afternoon at this Bay Village shopping center. It's right across the street from the police department. She had gone into Baskin Robbins for some ice cream with her friends, and then later was seen talking with a man.
I knew immediately something was wrong.
Police describe the man as white, in his early 30s, about 5'9", of medium build, with dark hair, a bald spot in the back, and round glasses. One of Amy's friends reportedly told police that Amy said she was to meet someone who claimed to be a friend of the family to go buy her mother a surprise gift.
I'd say rather than being frustrated, these people are determined, and that shows. They just keep trying as hard as they can and doing everything possible.
Now, we have no new developments since yesterday. We conducted searches today. We had four dogs, a helicopter, approximately 40 police officers and various law enforcement officers from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We had four of our police fire divers out today checking bodies of water in the area, and we have come up with nothing.